goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. At the time of its release in 2005, Madonna's Hung Up music video, directed by Johan Renck, drew upon the tainted legacy of disco and played a role in resurrecting the genre back into mainstream popular culture. After being subject to a history of ridicule, satire, and mockery lasting well into the millennium, disco would make an unprecedented comeback into the contemporary landscape of pop music, adopted by many of today's artists such as Dua Lipa, Doja Cat, SZA, and Lady Gaga. In analyzing Madonna's song and music video for Hung Up, I will reveal the small clues, gestures, and citations that encode the queer lineage of disco and the queer world-making potential of the dance floor. To preface my use of the term queer, I wish to align myself with the anti-normative project of queer theory, which structures queerness as a highly malleable concept that refuses to be disciplined or normalized in any definitive sense, despite having lent itself to social and political projects such as feminism and gay rights activism. Queer theory's deployment of the term queer isn't inherently oppositional or strictly rooted in identity politics. In its postmodernist evasion of categorical models, queer theory operates as a form of critical commentary emerging from marginal, transgressive, and subordinated bases of knowledge and experience. Like queerness, the notion of disco is also ambivalent, multifaceted, and generally difficult to prescribe a set definition to. In his writing titled Queering Ethnicity and Shattering the Disco, published in 2013, Darren Blaney emphasizes the intertextuality of disco, stating that, quote, "Although the term disco might sound antiquated to a contemporary audience, I'm using the term disco to describe not only a place, a type of music, and an improvised dance choreography, but also a concept whose performative symbolisms and social meanings are still prevalent in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer community."
I wanted to go back to the dance floor and the disco, and because that's how I started. I started with dance music, and dancing was my first love.
Like Madonna, I'm interested in the concept of the dance floor, which prompts me to ask, what is it about the disco and the dance floor that activates the possibility of queer world making? In his 2019 book titled Dancing Revolution, Christopher J. Smith contextualizes the disco style of dancing as a byproduct of post-Stonewall gay consciousness and visibility, and the increasing popularity of funk and R&B music that was being played in bars and private parties in the early 1970s. Smith contextualizes the disco as a shared site for gay, especially male, celebration of community originating from homophilic and racially integrated dance music and spaces in history. He then concludes by saying that, quote, "Disco and the rave culture that grew out of its revival in the 1990s became, like so many boundary-blurring dance spaces in the history of the nation, sites for the creation of, quote-unquote, temporary autonomous zones of freedom, acceptance, equality, and love," end quote. In Madonna's video, disco is more than a musical or aesthetic backdrop. Rather, it is a utopian ideology that is contingent on the queer world-making practices of dance and performance. As a whole, Hung Up connotes queerness in its representation of marginalized bodies, sites, and dances, which are evocative of the queer lineage of disco and its historical subjects. The music video starts with a series of juxtaposing shots with oscillating depictions of Madonna dancing in a private rehearsal space, as well as crump dancers in Los Angeles and parkour artists in France.
Yes, and the video for Hung Up.
Yeah.
Shot in London.
Shot in London. Paris and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. A trip around the world, capturing hopefully lots of different subcultures of dance. It's really a tribute to dance.
While each performance differs along the lines of race, class, geographic, and artistic backgrounds, they each embody the queer world-making potential of dance and performance. In a 2009 article titled L'Art du Déplacement, A Kinetic Utopia, Ymina Ortuzad perfectly encapsulates the queer world-making potential of parkour, remarking that, quote, "Parkour is perhaps best characterized as an act of fleeing, of escape. It is an act of flight. It is a chase with no pursuer, an escape from the practices of power that govern our movement and regulate our behavior." In other words, parkour's choreography is an urban practice that reimagines and transforms public spaces into contested sites of struggle, resistance, and negotiation. L'art du déplacement connotes the idea of displacement and mobility, which is secured through the resistive, free-flowing, creative, and collective act of dance, more specifically, parkour.
Hi, my name is Sébastien Foucault. I'm co-founder of Parkour. Parkour is a discipline born in France. It's an art, it's a new way. And we do a kind of choreography with Sophia.
She's just scaling the walls, the contortion style, and bringing some funk into it.
In a 2009 released academic journal titled Crumpin' in North Hollywood, Public Moves in Private Spaces, authors Robison Tash Frazier and Jessica Coslow provide a useful summary of Crump, characterizing it as a, quote, hybridized hip-hop dancing that fuses West African, Latin b-boy, b-girl, and other vernacular dance forms, end quote. The authors also mention how Crump, quote, offers black and brown street dancers a ritual gathering to collectively reshape their environment and challenge much of what constitutes shared space in Los Angeles, end quote. Midway through the video, these queer bodies, with surface markers of difference, come together on the dance floor, housed in a dark, cavernous tunnel-like dance hall. In the semi-private and public space of the disco dance floor, Madonna is shown responding to the motions and movements of other dancers, including the crump and parkour performers as depicted in the previous montage sequences. This particular scene exemplifies the romanticism of disco as discussed in Richard Dyer's writing titled In Defense of Disco, published in 1979. Dyer mentions how the romanticism of disco is fueled by desire for escapism or, quote, a flight from banality, end quote. He emphasizes how queer spaces of leisure, such as a disco, may allow us to, quote, learn about an alternative to work and to society as it is, end quote. Rather than merely celebrate or condone romanticism as a political ideal we should all strive for, Dyer adds that, quote, what I do believe is that the movement between banality and something, quote unquote, other than banality is an essential dialectic of society, a constant keeping open of a gap between what is and what could or should be, end quote. On the dance floor, the queer bodies are shown responding, moving, and colliding into one another in a collective, spontaneous, free-flowing, and improvisational performance that invokes the queer lineage of disco and its queer world-making potential. The queer space of the dance floor mediates particular forms of expression, movement, kinship, pansexuality, and mobility that are seldom extended in the everyday life of the public sphere. Once again, I wish to draw on Darren Blaney's text and cite his reporting on Tim Lawrence's research on the social dance of disco, published in 2009. Quote, Lawrence interprets the disco dance floor as not a space of quote-unquote foreplay than anticipated sex, but rather a space of spiritual communion, wherein dispossessed and disenfranchised groups, especially gay men, women, and black people, could collectively celebrate the total sensuality of the body, the body that historically had been controlled, owned, arrested, beaten, expelled, or abused by straight white men, as well as release the individual ego in order to be swept away in a mass movement of liberation and group catharsis, end quote. All in all, the dance floor is queer in its ability to evade and transcend binaries and the governing rules of normalcy, as well as the permissible forms of conduct that permeate society, specifically along the lines of race, class, gender, and sexuality. Thus, the disco is a space that enables queer forms of gesture, movement, and relationality, allowing marginal and queer subjects to escape, reimagine, and embody a new world, or rather, a utopia that transcends and challenges the limitations and constraints of everyday life.
Who's on the run, Madonna? And who's having fun? That's the question.
That's a very good question. Yeah. The whole world's on the run.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're having fun. But I'm having fun. Hung Up is about seizing the moment. But if you get into the chorus, lyrics of the chorus, it sounds like I'm a spurned lover,
right.
Or, you know, I'm tired of waiting around for this person. And, you know, but it's a love song about life. And not wanting to wait, wanting to seize the moment.
Finally, I wish to conclude my podcast by aligning myself with Richard Dyer's closing statement regarding the limitations of disco, romanticism, and utopia. As such, Dyer articulates, quote, "Let one thing be clear, disco can't change the world or make the revolution. No art can do that, and it is pointless to expect it to. But partly by opening up experience, partly by changing definitions, art and disco can be used, to which one might risk adding the refrain, if it feels good, use it," end quote.
Time goes by, so slowly, time goes by.